The Pulpit Prayers of Charles Spurgeon. The reason why many cannot find rest. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Permit us, gracious Father, to come very near to you. May the drawings of the Divine Spirit now sweetly attract us to you, and most blessed Jesus fulfill your office as mediator. Bring us now near to God by your precious blood. Oh, for the power to pray aright this morning. May your servant have it largely, that he may be able to lead all this people by the power of the Spirit close to the mercy seat. First, would we adore and bless and magnify our God, not only, O God, for what you are to us, but for what you are in yourself, for you are incomparably glorious. In you, all perfection shine. Through the rebellion of our flesh, we cannot delight ourselves in your ways, because, dear heart and afflictive apparently, yet we do delight in you, and we will at all times rest our souls in the excellence and goodness and loving kindness of the Most High. As you have revealed yourself in Christ Jesus, you are now become to your people the object of inexpressible delight. You have bidden us delight in you, promising to give us the desire of our hearts. We trust we can, many of us truly say, that you are our exceeding joy. But Lord, we do confess that our nature is at enmity with you. The fallen, corrupt nature of Adam has revolted and gone aside. And though we hope that by your free grace you have renewed us, yet the old rebellions come up at times. An evil nature urges us still to oppose you. Therefore, our prayer this morning is that we may not only extol you with our words, as we do now, but by the entire submission of our hearts and loyal reverence to you, we may pay you the truest homage. But Lord, lest we should not have done this, or thinking that we have done so, should still have failed, we will make this the burden of our morning prayer. A large number of us is put on Christ by open confession of his name. O searcher of hearts, are we really in Christ? Have we been by his Spirit begotten again? Will you be pleased to search our hearts that discretion may be put beyond all suspicion? Help us to be very diligent in self-examination, observing whether our spirit be the spirit of your children, whether our griefs be the griefs that tear repenting hearts, whether our joys are the joys of faith or the delusions of presumption. May we make severe trial of ourselves, often, and often putting ourselves into the balances of the sanctuary to see whether we be full weight or not. One thing we hope we can say with confidence that our trust is stayed where you would have it stayed, even in the work, the blood, the righteousness, the person of your dear Son. We have no confidence but in Christ, this we know. But Lord, if this be a true confidence, it will work by love and purify the soul. Oh, that there might be the sweet results of faith about our secret character and public life. We do sin. The Lord grant we may never leave off grieving because of sin. Never may we be contented with ourselves. Never fancy that we have reached a point where we may rest and be thankful, and that there is nothing more for us to do in seeking to be more than conquerors ourselves. As we have read the charge of your word against that unruly member, the tongue, and we have heard your servant James rebuking our envy and our evil spirits that are within us, we do feel humbled under your hand. And our prayer is, Lord, kill our envy. Help us to command our tongue. Grant us grace to be holy, May we be kind and gentle towards our fellow men, having that fruit of the Spirit, which follows upon purity, even peace. Oh, that we might live for you and not for self. Slay self, we pray. Whenever there is a selfish, angry disposition about us, help us to trample it out. As men put out sparks, lest a fire should arise from it. Oh, to be Christly. We do desire to live on earth the life of Jesus, sent into the world by him as he was sent into the world by the Father. We would closely copy all of his acts, words, and spirit. For so only are we saved, when we are saved from the power of sin and transformed into the likeness of Christ. Let no drunkard here imagine that his life ought to be spent in a selfish endeavor to save himself from the flames of hell, but may rather reckon that the grand object is to be saved from the power of sin, and to be consecrated unto God, and to live unto the glory of the Most High. O Lord, we do fear that selfishness even enters into our most holy things. We mar and spoil our prayers and preachings and teachings with the unwashed hands with which we go about them. Oh, that you would make us clean. While we thus pray to you, we do also know that believing in Christ, we are clean. We thank you, we do not doubt his justifying power. While we are now crying to him to be sanctified, may we not doubt his power to sanctify. But while crying, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? As well we may, we do nevertheless shout exultantly, thanks be unto God who gives us a victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now we beseech you, look upon some who are seeking salvation but do not find it, who hear the simple gospel but somehow cannot enter into its rest. We know that something hinders. Satan hinders. There may be in the heart of seekers here attachment to a favorite sin. Oh, deliver them from that fascination. There may be still some holding fast to evil associations, some predominance of evil passions. Help penitent souls to come to you, asking to be delivered from sin in every shape, from the sugar of sin as well as from the gall of sin. Oh, make the soul of the seeker to be weary until he is delivered from corruption. May there be none here that shall fancifully seek after a pretended salvation, which will leave them as they are, but may they know that Jesus saves his people from their sins, and know that with self-loathing and deep contrition and earnest heart-searching souls may come to you again and cast themselves before your face, trusting in Jesus and crying out to be delivered from sin. And may this be the day of deliverance. Oh, that at this very hour, while we are trying to preach, you may raise up of these stones children to Abraham, men that seem naked and cold as stones, quickened by the mighty Spirit this very day. And may they be led to yield themselves to God, and their members instruments of righteousness. The Lord grant it, and we will bless his name. Save us all, not only now, but in that day, so as by fire perhaps some of us will be saved. But we'd rather pray that you would minister to us an entrance abundantly into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have many things to ask of you, but you know without use of words, give to all before you, and to all your people everywhere exactly what you see they need. We pray for the revival of your church, for help to be given this day to all preachers and teachers and seekers after the souls of others. We pray, Lord, to add to your church daily of such as shall be saved. With our whole heart, many of us at least do pray you to bless our country and spare it from the horrible evils of war. God of peace, send us peace always by all means. Sword of the Lord, rest and be quiet now. And may the gospel, with its benign influences, spread over all nations until there should be no selfish clutching, no rapacious grasping at territories, no oppression of one race by another, but may the laws of the King of Peace be universally proclaimed and obeyed even by those who perhaps yield not their hearts to his sway. For we do know, great King, that while you have a special kingdom in your people, yet the Lord has given you power over all flesh, and we pray this may be recognized and we may see it. Your kingdom come. May your kingdom come, your Father's kingdom, and let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. April 7th, 1878. The conquest of sin. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law but under grace. Romans 6:14. Glorious Lord God, our inmost hearts worship you, for you are high above the heavens, and yet you humble yourself to behold the things that are in heaven and that are on earth. In your condescension, you have regard to the very lowest of mankind. Many of us can sing, he's regarded my low estate, for you raise the poor out of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill, that you may set them among princes, even the princes of the people. Who is a God like you? Alleluia. Her praises shall never cease, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. And all through the night watches, the Lord's name is to be praised. Our Father, for that is the sweetest title by which we can address you. We pray you, save us entirely from sin. There are many in your presence who are resting in the peace which comes of justification by faith. We know that we are righteous through the righteousness of another, even Jesus Christ, but we pant and pine for personal likeness to yourself. If you are our Father, then upon every child of yours should be the Father's image impressed. So let it be. We beseech you to enable us to recognize our death to sin, and when it tempts us, may we be deaf to the voice of the charmer with the deafness of death, and when it would use our members as instruments of unrighteousness, may we be quite incapable thereof with the incapacity of death. O God, deliver us, we pray you, from the invasion of sin, as well as from the dominion of it. Grant us to walk as Christ walked. In his newness of life may we live. May the life in the flesh be a life of faith upon the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. It may be a life of love and consecration, a burning zeal for God, a life of pure holiness, such a life as the incarnate God himself has lived among the sons of men. We lament that in the body of this death there is much that we abhor. We are tempted to indolence at times, and though busy in the world, we become spiritually idle. Also, we are tempted to envy others because they excel us, and we mourn to confess the baseness of our spirit in this manner, and also we have to lament our pride. We have nothing to be proud of. The lowest place is ours. But Lord, we often conceive ourselves to be something when we are nothing. We pray you forgive all these vices of our nature, but at the same time, kill them. For we hate ourselves to think we should fall into such evils. Especially have mercy upon us for our unbelief. You have given us proof of your existence and of your love to us, and of your care over us, especially have you given us your only begotten Son, the best pledge of love. And yet, we acknowledge that we doubt. Unbelief comes into the soul. We're quite ashamed of this. We would lie in the very dust to think it should be so. Lord, have mercy upon us, but also help us to be strong in faith in the future, giving you glory. We must sorrowfully also lament our hearts, how they wander in worship. If you give us a blessing, we begin to idolize it. How often do we set our hearts upon children upon some beloved object, or upon wealth, or upon honor. Somehow or other, this spiritual adultery too often comes upon us, and the chastity of our hearts towards our God is violated. Be pleased to forgive us in this thing also. Take this poor heart and let it be forever closed to all but Thee, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Let the whole heart be Christ's alone and never stray again. Yet we bless You this morning that we can pray in this fashion, for there was a time when it never struck us that there was so much amiss with us, when indwelling sin was no plague to us, when we lived even in outward sin with but slight accusation of conscience, and certainly without any pain at heart. You know, Lord, that sin is our greatest curse. We would sooner suffer anything than sin. At least when we are in our own right mind, we feel so. Deliver us from sin. At the very thought of its coming near to us, we cry, Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? And we only find comfort in the blessed truth that You give us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let that victory be very apparent. May it be very clear to our own consciousness, very much displayed in our lives. Oh God, help us to live towards You in all devotion, confidence, obedience, resignation, and simple childlike trust. Help us to love You with all our heart and soul and mind. Enable us also to live to our fellow men according to Your word, loving our neighbors ourselves. Save us from all unneighborly tempers, all hard thoughts, all slanderous words. Deliver us from bearing any anger in our heart, from everything that is ungenerous or unkind. Save us from, and let the law of love be written on the fleshly tablets of our renewed heart, and be carried out in all the thoughts and words and acts of our lives. Especially help us to master our tongue, for if that be bridled, the whole body will be manageable. Keep us, O God, when we are in company, and equally preserve us when we are in secret. Help us to keep the door of our lips, and grant that when that door is open, there may not come out of it sweet water and bitter. May we not both bless and curse, but may we speak that which is good, to edification, and may our speech be also seasoned with salt. Thus would we cry to You after holiness. You know we do not expect to be saved by it, but we do look upon it as salvation, to be saved from sin, to be delivered from corruption, to be emancipated from the bondage of the evil. It's a great thought of our spirit, and we look forward to heaven with this as one of its highest felicities, that we shall be without fault before the throne of God, and that nothing that defiles shall ever enter there. O Lamb of God, by whom we have been redeemed from sin and washed from impurity, will You graciously daily wash our feet, that we may be clean every whit, and may enter into the gates into the city, and be among those of whom it is written, They shall walk with Me in white, for they are worthy. At this hour, which is an hour of grace, I would ask You to help any of Your children who are under bondage. If they have lost their hope, if their faith has become weak, if their love burns low, Lord, renew the youth of Your people like that of the eagles, and let them mount up with eagles and rise above their doubts or deadness and their care. Should any of Your servants be in deep trouble, we grant them grace to glory in tribulation also, because it works patience, experience, and hope. And may the Lord grant to all His tried and troubled ones beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Prosper Your universal church. Send the preaching of the pure gospel again to the world. Silence the voices of those that are spreading infidelity and superstition. May the day come when every pulpit shall resound with the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, and his people shall again return to their allegiance to the faith. The faith, once delivered to the saints, never to swerve again. O God, allow us to intercede with you. A moment for unconverted ones. Give us to feel great sorrow and heaviness of heart for those who as yet are far off from God. Lord, bring them in. O God, awaken the careless and frivolous. There may be such here this morning who have never given any solemn consideration to the manners of their soul. May they be awakened and aroused today. And while we set forth a way of salvation by grace, may they feel their need of it and be willing to accept it. And may the Lord save them this day. May any that are anxious but are missing the mark, looking to themselves instead of to Christ, learn the way of life and run in it. Save them, O God. Yes, save this people. Let all within the tabernacle walls today be within the temple gates above at the last. May every congregation of the faithful everywhere be under the divine blessing. Lord, bless our country, we pray, and lift up again the voice of earnest prayer, that peace may not be broken. Let not bloodshed break forth in the midst of the continent, but may it please you to send wisdom to the counselors of all nations, that by some means such a dreadful calamity may be avoided. It may come who will end all danger of war, even the Prince of Peace himself, in whose day shall the righteous flourish. An abundance of peace so long as the moon endures. The Lord hear us now, and forgive and answer and bless according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and to Israel's one God, revealed to us in the Trinity of mystic persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be glory by Christ Jesus, amen and amen. From Sermon number 1410, April 21st, 1878. True prayer, heart prayer, for you, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed to your servant, saying, I will build you an house. Therefore has your servant found in his heart to pray this prayer to you. 2 Samuel 7, verse 27. O Lord, our song reminds us of what we were, and we would begin our praise by the acknowledgement of our natural condition. We would remember the miry clay and the rock whence we were hewn, for we were by nature children of wrath, even as others. Well do we remember when we felt this, and when the bitterness and gall were in our mouths, of which we had to drink both day and night. How heavy was the load of sin. All our thoughts were engrossed with that sense of pressure and of dread. We looked on the right hand, and there was none, and on the left hand, and we found no helper. But then you did yourself deliver us by leading us to cast a faith look to the divine, only begotten and crucified Son. At this moment, vividly as it is upon our recollection, how did you bring us up out of the horrible pit? We remember now the new song which you put into our mouths, as we found our feet fast on the rock and our goings established. It is long since then with some of us, but all the way has been strewn with mercies. And we desire this morning to record, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We thank you now in the retrospect for the trials which we have endured. Some of us have been brought very low with physical pain and mental weariness, and others have been sore smitten with bereavement, losses and crosses and persecutions. But there is not one out of all our trials which we could have afforded to have been without. No, Lord, all has been ordered well. There is a need be for every twig of the rod. And we desire now to thank you that we can see in looking back how all things have even now worked together for good, though we know we cannot see the end as yet. Oh, God, blessed God, like David, we would gladly sit down before you in silence and wait a while, for our words, when we do use them, are totally inadequate to the expression of what we feel, much more of what we ought to feel, concerning your goodness and your loving kindness. Yet, we will bless your name with such language as we have. Jehovah, our God, let others worship whom they will, and seek after what object of love they please. This God is our God forever and ever. He shall be our guide, even unto death. Father, Son, and Spirit, the triune God of Israel, we express most solemnly the reverence we feel for you, and render to you our humble adoration as we acknowledge you to be the one and only God, by whom the heavens and the earth were made, by whom all things consist, the Redeemer of your people, their Father and their friend, forever and ever. All our hearts worship you, O glorious Lord. And truly, since we have received so many mercies at your hand, we do feel that you will never forsake us, nor in any darkness which may be in our path in the future will you desert your own. You have done too much for us to desert us now. We have cost you so much. Oh, wondrous price that you have paid for us, and you have spent so much a wise thought and gracious act upon us, that we are persuaded you will go through with the work which your wisdom has undertaken. But give us faith to believe this. When the stormy times come, let us not doubt, but what our helmsman will bring us to the desired haven. Though winds and waves assault our keel, may we still find perfect peace and rest in the thought that he who is in the hinder part of the ship is master of winds and waves. Comfort your children this morning, great Father. If any of them are in doubt just now, bring them all into an assured confidence and perfect restfulness in the Lord their God. Next, we would humbly entreat of you that we may each one be permitted to do some great service for you. Before we go hence, we do not mean great in the wisdom of our fellows, but let it be all that we can do. If we cannot build a house for you, yet have we set our hearts upon doing something, and if it be your will, direct our minds to what it shall be, lest our mind should not be your mind. But let not one of us be barren or unfruitful. If we have indeed been redeemed by the blood of Christ, may we reckon that we must live to him. May the love of Christ constrain us, and may something come of our lives that shall be a blessing to the sons of men before we go hence. And our Father, while we offer this prayer, we will also pray with a deep gratitude for all your mercies. May they take possession of all of our hearts, that as when David sat in his house of cedar, he magnified the Lord. So may we also, whenever things go smoothly with us, Lord, may the gratitude we feel prompt us to say again, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? Make every child of yours here to be every day serving you, and serving you so that heaven's work may begin below, and something of heaven's pleasure may be enjoyed even now. But Lord, while we work for you, always keep us sitting at the feet of Jesus. Let our faith never wander away from the simplicity of its confidence in him. Let our motive never be anything but his glory. May our hearts be taken up with his love, and our thoughts perpetually engaged about his person. Let us choose a good part which shall not be taken away, that if we serve with Martha, we may also sit with Mary. Let this church receive a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, that all of its members may be spending themselves for the Master. Will you quicken We pray you every agency in all our Sabbath schools. May there be no lack of teachers. May our young friends find it a delight to be teaching the little ones. May there be even a superabundance of workers in this department. Let not anything flag to which the church has set her hand. Prosper us in the education of our young men for the ministry. Bless with our dear orphan boys. May they all of them be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Remember our culpateurs scattered about this country and prosper them in their going from house to house with the word of God. And may they be great soul winners, all of them, that the Lord's name may be glorified in all the 1,001 things which constitute the activities of the church at large. Bless and prosper them so far as they are according to your mind. And may it please you to give to the church's prayer in proportion to activity, and faith in proportion to zeal. Lord, visit your church at this time, which is a time of peril, and in your mercy revive among us the love of the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Rebuke those who with their philosophy and vain deceit would mar and spoil the gospel of Jesus Christ. Grant in all deliberations of any part of your church which concern this great and grievous and crying evil, there may be decision and wisdom and help given, that all may be done in order to your glory. Lord, save our nation, we pray you, and let the spirit of Christianity permeate it, enter into the high places and flow down even to its darkest dens. And we beseech you, let us have peace. May nothing happen to break it. May it be established on a firm and judicious footing, and for many a year may no sound of trumpet or noise of cannon be heard throughout the whole earth. Let the people praise you, O God, and learn war no more. Let all the nations be blessed. May the gospel of Christ Jesus penetrate into the remotest regions, and where it is known, may the power of it be felt far more. Bless our brethren across the sea of another land, but who, with the same tongue, worship our Lord in spirit and in truth, and our brethren on the southern side of this globe, and all the scattered saints in every nation. Visit them with the bedewing of the Holy Spirit, and make the gardens of the Lord amidst the desert to be green and blossom as a rose. Now help us this morning. Give to everyone a sense of pardon sin. Forgive us, O Father, for Christ's sake. Give to each one of us also sanctifying power, that we may be cleansed from the influence of guilt. Give power in the delivery of the gospel. May the truth sink into the soul, and may this be a good and happy, devout, and beneficial occasion. To all of us here gathered, we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Sermon 14:12, May 5th, 1878. C.H. Spurgeon.